Can't tell which way up the room is now. Am I looking down or up or across? I know. It's a bit like, I think we had a conversation earlier, you know, like, it's kind of, suddenly you realise that the whole thing, everything is floating in vast open space and there's nothing underneath you and nothing around you, and yet you can't fall, but it's all floating in consciousness. And the appropriate reply is, yeah, yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to tell me something unusual. Yeah, and the whole thing is just coming out of nowhere, moment by moment, and disappearing in without you knowing how or making any effort. I know, yeah.
It's ordinary.
What?
It's just ordinary.
Ordinary. Ordinary. Ordinary. All right, so this is a classic experiment, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it means. All right, so it's brilliant. This evolved, all these evolved, you know. It evolved first, I think, from this. See, and then, so I'll show you how it evolved, probably, as I remember it. If you just rest the card and hold your hands out, we say, well, there's a gap between your hands, and you move it back as if you're moving the gap back between your hands, so it gets wider and wider, and you keep going, and where when you put it right on, now you've put the gap on. Do you see? I mean, just an idea. You're going to take that gap, that space, and kind of put it on. That was one idea. And another one was this, with horse blinkers or horse blinders, like horse, and you'll notice that between the hands of other people is a face, tiny hands, tiny face. But your hands, like your arms, are huge. Go from the ceiling floor, they're giant hands. And between your hands is not your face, but the world. You understand? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Sir.
Yes, sir. All right, so that was another one. And then, these have got a weird old mirror in it, because we did the mirror as we did the first day, I think, looking down and seeing your faces there and following back. Because one aspect of the experiments is they are a bridge between there and here. And so when, if you hold the mirror and there it is, a weird old face, down in your arm, at the end of your arm, in your arm acts as a bridge from there to here, and you travel with your attention up your arm and notice whether there's a similar thing at the near end, a face at the near end, and there isn't. But that is that movement, that journey from there to here. And so you relax. So one of the things about movement is that movement attracts attention. So if you have heard me say this before, some of you, that if you're in the jungle and you're being chased by a Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a tip. This is a tip. Just in case. Yeah, Jurassic Park, you know. Don't move. Don't move. Just stay really still like a rabbit in the headlights, because it won't see you. But as soon as you go, whoa, it sees the movement. So movement attracts attention. And it's deep in our psyche. We understand that. Because deep in our psyche, we were back in the forest, you see, and you understood that because your life depended on it. So movement attracts attention. So some of these experiments involve movement from there to here to attract your attention from there to here. Very simple, really. So this is the card experiment, and you look at the card, and you've got this X-shaped oval hole. In fact, in the beginning, the hole had two ear shapes on it. Mm-hmm. You see, it doesn't now. I just had these made without that. But anyway, there you've got the whole. Now, for the Buddhists among us, you've got void is form and form is void. That's, you understand? That is quite a normal idea, isn't it? Yeah, all right, so the space there represents the void, emptiness, your true nature, the eternal beauty, and it's nothing, empty. That is the metaphor. It's a representation out there at arm's length of that idea. And for fun, you can put your hand through it. To see it is actually nothing. It's empty. Yeah, it's like a magician saying, I'm just going to show you that there's nothing there. You see? You see? All right. And there is another aspect of this. So it's empty. It has no features, no eyes, no mouth, no color, no shape, no age. That emptiness is just empty. But because it's empty, it is full. Void is form. So if you hold it up, you can fit anything in it. See? Fit anything in it. And it doesn't matter what it is. So this emptiness, this your true nature, is unconditionally open. It has no preferences. So it doesn't say yes to somebody and no to the window. It just says yes, yes, yes. Unconditional yes. All right, so those are some aspects. It's empty, it's full, and it's unconditionally open. Has no preferences, but it's there. And your true nature, which is a representation there, is here. And you want to move your attention from there to here. So you start at arm's length, and you can see part of the room is inside that unconditionally open space. Now slowly move it. Take your time, like the ruler. Just move it slowly towards you. You want to go real slow. You're not even halfway yet. Because you just want to get that journey, that ride towards you, and watch it grow bigger. But it's never blocks anything. It's always open. And keep it moving so your attention is there. You're moving with the card back towards here, to the place you're looking out of. Because you want to see if that unconditional openness fits at the center. And you keep moving. So just do it for yourself. Just take the ride. And it goes closer. And there's a point where the top and bottom disappear. And you could pause there for a moment, and it's vast. I mean, the sides of the card are a bit taller than the room. And then just keep going. This is a special place, the place you're looking out of, the place you're living from. And you're bringing your attention there to see if it's unconditionally open, receptive, empty, and full. And you stop just before it disappears. So you just got it kind of shimmering on the edge there of the room, the void, emptiness, see? And then I want you, before you put it all the way in, I want you just to prepare, as it were, and just see if there's any change in your feeling. There might not be when the final move comes. And now just keep going and all the way put on that space, put on that unconditional openness, like putting on a mask, except it's the opposite. And now I say I am that unconditional openness, but no longer a metaphor out there at arm's length. It's a reality here at zero. I am it, I can see it. It's absolutely clear, empty, 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 and full at the same time, paradox. And not just of what I see, but feel and think and hear and all of that. And this emptiness is just unconditionally open. It does not have preferences. So, how simple is that? How simple is that? Wonderfully simple, wonderfully direct, fast track, easy, not dependent on how you feel, not dependent on anything, I say. So now, in a moment, you're going to take it off. Just watch, like the storehouse, the card come out of nothing. And it doesn't have to be a wow, it's just an observation. And you see what you do feel, if anything. So just looking at being that, before you do it, being that space, and see if taking the card off actually succeeds in taking the space away. So bring it away. Now, did you succeed in taking the stays off?
No.
No. Isn't that brilliant? I had the image, you know, when we were a kid, we had these transfers like tattoos, and you put the thing on and then you peel it off and it's left. It's a bit like that. It's like you're going to like put it on, then you peel the card off and the space is left. It's rather good, isn't it? There's a song I like called Tattoo, and it's a love song, and you're like a tattoo on my heart, you know. But, you know, the relationship's ended, but you'll always be there, like a tattoo on my heart. And it's like a tattoo, isn't it? You've peeled off the card, you see, and you're stuck with this.